Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, peace. You're tuned in to North Star Talk.
North Star Talk, baby.
I'm your host, Micah Muhammad.
You already know.
And you're listening to On The Spot Tuesday night.
On The Spot
Tuesday. You know
where
Tuesday. I do my thing. But you know, occasionally we have my co-host, Charlie B. Moore. You know what I'm saying? She'll call in and participate on my show. And also the therapist, Portia Williams.
You know, because that's how we
get down. You know what I'm saying?
I feel counseling.
But we like to welcome y'all to On The Spot Tuesday, because I'm not in it by myself. You know what I'm saying? It's North Star Talk. And oh, yeah, I can't forget Pakistan Muhammad. Yo, peace. Because we making it happen on North Star Talk. But tonight, you on On The Spot Tuesday
with
Micah Muhammad. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Already know what's on the spot Tuesday. I'm your host, Micah Muhammad. Shout out to my co-host, Charlie B. Moore, and my reoccurring, Quest William, you know, the therapist, Brother Hakim, Mario Robson, you know, and all the other callers that be calling in. If you're listening by computer, come on, follow us and log into the chat room. You can participate through the chat room. Or you could call the call-in number, which is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423 and participate by phone. Now, if you're participating by phone and you want to participate, actually participate in the show, ask a question, make a statement, leave a comment, all you got to do is press 1, and I call the last 4 digits of your phone number, and it'll bring you on the air, and you give us your name, and you participate in the show. Tonight, we're dealing with Tears of a Clown, the pain behind the smile. Depression. Depression is often the order of the day. So how do we overcome this reality? But before I start the bill, just got to do a little promotion.
Hello.
Right here.
I hope you're doing well. All right. So I'm Portia Williams,
licensed clinician and owner of I Feel Couples and Family Counseling Services. Okay, so when choosing a therapist, it's essential that you choose a therapist that you can connect with, one that you can relate to, and one that can relate to you, okay? It's essential that you guys develop that therapeutic relationship in order for therapy to be effective. You can read more about me. You can find my bio on my website. It's www.ifeelcounselingservices.com. You can also find my Facebook page. It's I Feel Counseling Services. Or Instagram at I Feel Counseling Services, okay? Of course, you can find me on Psychology Today. That's Portia Williams, Portia, P-O-R-C-H-A, Williams. You can contact me on Psychology Today. You can also contact me through my website.
You see, we do topics. We also got solutions. So if you've been going through depression, stress out, anxiety, you know what I'm saying, hit up Portia Williams with I Feel Counseling Service. You know, that's how we make it happen. You know what I'm saying? And so, depression. When you look at the word depression, the root of it is depressed. Put down by force, to conquer. Depress or hold fast. Depression is a major depressive disorder. It's a common or serious medical illness that negatively affects how you feel, the way you think, and how you act. Fortunately, it is treatable. Depression causes feelings of sadness and or a loss of interest in things. Right? Many of us have fallen into depression. Many of us know somebody that goes through this and they are always depressed, whether they are older, whether they are children. Well, and so, what has to take place is we have to gain an understanding of depression. Right? Now, we have people who walk around or walk among us every day that we see smiling, laughing, joking around us, you know, having a good time, right? Sometimes they're the life of the party. Yet, when they get that moment in time alone, that's when it all stops. That's when, within their own mindset, they focus on how they perceive who they are. Somebody text me about checking out the show. Or how their life is going, and 9 times out of 10, their perception is through a cloudy lens. Sometimes when we look at our lives, you know, we get time, you know, things start running through our head. We start to focus on negative things. We never focus on the positive. We always focus on the negative. Why? We have been conditioned that when we're going through something, to focus on what we're going through. We don't focus on how we can get out of it. We focus on what we're going through. To perceive is to interpret or look at it in a particular way, meaning based on our view of reality, based on the material world or how we see those around living. We see how other people living. Like, dang, I wish I had that. Dang, why I can't have that? Then we start looking at where we are at in our life. Then we become depressed. That's how we perceive things, how we look at our perception. Right? You could be motivated in a negative way, you can be motivated positively. Motivation is the process by which activities are started, directed, and continued so that physical or psychological needs or wants are met. See, once we find something to motivate us to head down that negative path, then we attract everything to help us move in that direction, and it becomes a continuous reality for us until we sink into this mode called depression. Depression is a major depressive disorder. It's a mental disorder, meaning we are dealing with the mind, our ability to think, consciousness. Consciousness is your awareness of everything that is going on around you and inside your own head at any given moment, which you use to organize your behavior, including your thoughts, sensations, and feelings. Depression doesn't happen outside of us. It happens from within us. We create, or we look at events that causes us to become stressed. And these events and these things and these situations and circumstances that take place from an external source and even from within us become what we call stressors. And so when we see these stresses, it triggers something in us. It causes us to fall into a depression. So we have a consciousness, but that consciousness can be altered. We can also have an altered state of consciousness, and that occurs when a shift takes place in the quality or pattern of our mental activity. Thoughts become fuzzy, disorganized, right? See, what can take place is we could be happy 1 minute, you know what I'm saying? Smiling, hanging out with the girl, sipping on some wine, sipping on this here, smoking our blunt, you know what I'm saying? Getting lifted or whatever they call it now, right? And something can trigger us to make us fall back into that depressive mode. And so we get triggered based on stresses. So we could be smiling 1 minute. And if you see the smile on my face, right? But deep down, there's a hidden pain that we are facing. There's something that we are going through in our mind, which constantly pushes us back into the depression. We don't seek the necessary counsel, you know, especially we as black people. We ain't going to know what we call a shrink. But we don't want to see a therapist. I ain't telling nobody my business. Then you go tell the wrong people. You go tell unqualified people what's going on with you. And they answer you is, Let's go drink something. Let's go get high. Girl, don't worry about that shit. My nigga, don't worry about that. My nigga, we gonna get fucked up, blah, 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 right? So what you do, you put yourself in a position, you put yourself in a position where you don't look at the problem or your situation and find solutions, you suppress it, right? You put a bandage on a cut. Put a bandage on it. You don't find the reality of coming up out of your depression. So you get with you get with your homies, you get with your homegirls, you get around family and people, and you're smiling and you're joking, but you're hurting on the inside. When you need to change the people around you that's not qualified to uplift you. They're not qualified to motivate you in the right direction. They're not qualified to get you to think in a proper way. Right? Yo, man, just say, fuck it, man. You know what I'm saying? When I'm going through something, son, I just say, fuck it. Right. And that's why they still struggling to this day. See, we like to be around people and surround ourselves with people that make us feel good in a negative way. We never get around people that cause us to think in a certain light or to help us overcome or help us come out, right? Inspiring us. And in the word inspiration, you have inspire, which is inner spirit. We never get with somebody that helps us to touch into our inner spirit, meaning they give us inspiration. They inspire us. We just get around people that we can fake it until we think we can make it. We get around people that help us drown in our sorrows, or try to drink our problems away or smoke our problems away. And all we do is postpone our situation and our circumstance. And so we become clowns with a smile on our face. But if they look closer, they can see the tracks in your tears. Thank you, Smokey in America. There's pain behind the smile. You're listening to North Star Talk. I'm your host, Michael Muhammad. This is On the Spot Tuesday. If you're listening from your computer, log into the chat room, leave a statement or comment, or call 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. And you can participate by phone. We have to change our frame of thought that seeking therapy, seeking counseling, is a negative thing. We have to come to an understanding that our mental health is even more important than our physical health, because our thoughts shape matter. As a man thinketh, so shall he be. As he thinketh in his heart, so shall he be. Sometimes our mental illness bring about our physical illness. Think about it. Sometimes what we're going through on a mental level can cause illness in the body. It's called psychosomatic. Guess I'm saying it right. You know, y'all will be on me. No, boy, you didn't say that shit back, John. Psychosomatic has been dedicated to helping it. And psychosomatic is, let me get it right, somatic deal with the body, right? Man, I wish I had the therapist on right now so she can help me through this. See how I don't mind calling on the therapist. I don't mind seeking that, right? Because we all need it. Whether we know it or not, we need somebody we can turn to and help us make sense of what we're going through. Y'all already know I'm on Google. Trying to get a definition. Let's get it. All right. Let's see. Y'all ain't getting it yet. Okay, some physical diseases are believed to have a mental component derived from the stresses and strains of everyday living. This has been suggested, for example, on lower back pain and high blood pressure, which some researchers have suggested may be related to stresses in everyday life. However, within a psychosomatic framework, mental and emotional states are seen as capable of significantly influencing the course of any physical illness. I pretty much can remember some of the stuff I've studied in psychology, right? See, some of the physical things that you are hurting with, illness, is based on where your mind is. You being stressed out or depressed can bring about physical illness. Now, when we look, we got papers all over the place, and I'm trying to go through them as fast today. When we look at our lives, do we take time to study who we are, the people around us? There are events that take place that can cause us to have these stresses, which can lead to depression. You have events like death of a family member, death of a close friend, divorce, marital separation, jail term, like I say, death of a close family member, personal injuries or illness, marriage, fired from a job, retirement, change in family members' health, pregnancy, sexual difficulty, addictions to family, business readjustment, changes in financial status, son or daughter leaving home, trouble with in-laws, outstanding personal achievement, spouse begins or cease working, starting or finishing school, changing in living condition, trouble with boss, change of work hours, conditions, change of residence, changes of school, changes of recreational habits. See, all of this mortgage or loans, change your sleep habits. All of this, whether you know it or not, plays a part in us falling into a depression. All of it plays a part in us falling into depression. So what we have to do, once we know that we are depressed, we have to figure out how do we come out of such a state of mind. We need to start doing our own research and investigation to come out of it. We have to take hold of our mind. To take hold of our mind, we have to observe, describe, participate, be non-judgmental, one mindfully and effectively. So there are things that have to take place to take hold of our mind. To observe, just notice the experience. Notice without getting caught in the experience. Experience without reacting to your experience. Notice without getting caught in the experience. Experience without reacting to your experience. Meaning, how you respond to even your own thoughts. If your mind start visualizing or seeing things, or you start imagining something, detach yourself from it and then start focused on how to refocus. Have a tough Teflon mind. Letting experiences, feelings, and thoughts come into your mind and slip right out. You don't have to entertain every thought that comes in your head that is negative. You don't have to entertain negative people around you. If you can change the people around you, change the people around you. Control your attention, but not what you see. Push away nothing. Cling to nothing. You have control of your thoughts. But if you let your emotions override your ability to think, then you get caught up in your emotions. And emotion is energy in motion. You can have a positive energy in motion, and you can have a negative energy in motion. And usually when we fall into depression, we have negative energy moving and motivating us to the point where we're not thinking properly. We're just acting on how we feel. And then we cling to it. So we have to take control of our emotions. Be like a guard at the palace gate, alert to every thought, feeling, and action that comes through the gate of your mind. Think five times before you speak. Think five times before tongue twister. Think five times before you act. Step inside yourself and observe. Watch your thoughts coming and going like clouds in the sky. Notice each feeling rising and falling like waves in the ocean. Notice exactly what you are doing. You got to start paying attention to who you are, paying attention to how you think. Quit worrying about everything outside of you. Notice what comes through your senses, your eyes, ears, nose, skin, tongue. See others' actions and expressions. Smell the roses. See, we can come out of or overcome depression if we just take hold of our mind, take hold of our thoughts. Describe, put words on the experience. When a feeling or thought arrives, or you do something, acknowledge it. For example, say in your mind, sadness has just enveloped me, or stomach muscles tighten, or a thought, I can't do this, has come into my mind, or walking step, step, step. Put words on the experience. A lot of times what I do now is when I start thinking negative about something, then I start thinking of how to counterattack it, so I start self-talk. Man, I don't feel too good today. Then somebody will go, good morning, how you feeling? And I go, I'm great. I never say I'm doing good. I said I'm great. And so throughout the day, then I start checking on other people. From one to seeing how you're doing this morning, to checking on you to see how you're doing. They say I'm good, and how are you? And I respond, I'm great. Why? Because I'm motivating myself. And in my ability to motivate myself, it changes my thoughts. It changes how I feel. But every time a situation comes up, I put words on the experience. And then I start calculating how to change whatever's going on. Participate. Enter into your experiences. Let yourself get involved in the moment. Letting go of ruminating. Become one with your experience, completely forgetting yourself. Act intuitively from wise mind. Do just what is needed in each situation. A skillful dancer on the dance floor, one with the music and your partner, neither willful or sitting on your hands. Actively practice your skills as you learn them until they become part of you, where you use them without self-consciousness. Practice. Changing harmful situations, changing your harmful reactions to situations, accepting yourself in that situation as they are. You got to participate in your own life. Things are not going to get better until you make them better. You can pray all day. If you don't get out and put in the work, or if you don't start doing what it takes for you to become a better you, you to change who you are, then it's not going to happen. It's not going to take place. It's just not. It's just not. You got to be non-judgmental. See, but don't evaluate. Take a non-judgmental stance. Just the fact. Focus on the what, not the good or bad, the terrible or wonderful, the should or should not. Focus on the fact. Unglue your opinions from the facts, from the who, what, when, and where. Accept each moment, each event as a blanket spread out on the lawn. Accept both the rain and the sun, each leaf that falls upon them. Acknowledge the helpful, the wholesome, but don't judge it. Acknowledge the harmful, the unwholesome, but don't judge it. When you find yourself judging, don't judge your judging. Live in the moment. Accept what's going on. Acknowledge it. And deal with the facts. Let me see if I can break that down a little more. Right? Relationship just ended. Right? Damn, just broke up, man. Okay, you acknowledge that. We broke up because, and man, this shit pain, man, this shit hurt, man. This, now you judging it. You looking at the good or the bad. You looking at the bad aspect of it. You trying to find the shoulda, coulda, woulda, right? When you just deal with the fact, we broke up. That's the fact. This is why we broke up. This is what I played into it. Don't focus on what the other person played into it. Focus on what you played into it, and then don't be hard on yourself. Okay, I fucked that up. I got to make some changes to me. I got to be better, right? If the future brings us back together, then I know what to do the next time. If the future don't bring us back together, then I know what to do with the next time with somebody else. Huh? One mindfully. Do one thing at a time. When you are eating, eat. When you are walking, walk. When you are bathing, bathe. When you are working, work. When you are in a group or a conversation, focus your attention on the very moment you are in with the other person. When you are thinking, think. When you are worrying, worry. When you are planning, plan. When you are remembering, remember. Do each thing with all of your attention. And other actions or other thoughts or strong feelings distract you, let go of distraction. And go back to what you were doing again and again and again. Concentrate your mind. If you find you are doing two things at once, stop and go back to the one thing at a time. See, we like to get caught up in a bunch of distractions. We eating, we on the damn phone, we on Facebook, looking at TV, looking at a movie, we doing this, we doing everything except focusing on eating. If I go out with someone, I turn my phone off. I want to be in that moment. I want to listen to the conversation. I want to hear what the other person has to say. I want to be able to respond properly. I live in the moment. I focus on that moment. Effectively, focus on what works. Do what needs to be done to each situation. Stay away from fair and unfair, right and wrong, should and should not. Listen, focus on what works. Do what needs to be done in each situation. Play by the rules. Don't cut off your nose to spite your face. Act as skillfully as you can, meeting the needs of the situation you are in, not the situation you wish you were in, not the one that is just, not the one that is more comfortable, not the one that makes you feel good. Keep an eye on your objectives and the situation and do what is necessary to achieve them. See, when we're going through, when we're depressed, when we're stressed out, when we're starting to have anxiety attacks, when we're going through all this mental stuff, right? Do we have an objective where we need to be at? What is the objective? What is the plan of action? What is the end game? So that we can attain that, so we can reach that. Let go. Let go of vengeance, useless anger, and righteousness that hurts you and doesn't work. You got to learn to let go. Can't keep holding on shit that got you in your situation or in your condition. We like to hold on. And that's where we fall short. Change the way you think. If you set your mind free, baby, then you'll understand. Set your mind free. Smile for the right reason. Don't smile to hide your pain. Don't smile to make people think you're okay and you're not. Tears of a clown is a clown is out there trying to fool people, right? But he's hurt. But she's hurt. And there's pain behind the smile. But as I said, fortunately, it's treatable. Depression is treatable. Surround yourself with people that can help uplift you. Uplift yourself. Self-talk. If you need to see a therapist, nothing wrong with it. Definitely nothing wrong with it. This is North Star Talk on the Spot Tuesday. I'm yours, Michael Muhammad. We'll be back Thursday night. So just tune in Thursday night, 8 p.m. So just in case you're going through something, just in case you're struggling with depression, take this information down.
Hello. I hope you're doing well. All right. So I'm Portia Williams, licensed clinician and owner of I Feel Couples and Family Counseling Services. Okay, so when choosing a therapist, it's essential that you choose a therapist that you can connect with, one that you can relate to, and one that can relate to you, okay? It's essential that you guys develop that therapeutic relationship in order for therapy to be effective. You can read more about me. You can find my bio on my website. It's www.ifeel, that's I-F-E-E-L, counselingservices.com. You can also find my Facebook page. It's I Feel Counseling Services. Or Instagram at I Feel Counseling Services, okay? Of course, you can find me on Psychology Today. That's Portia Williams, Portia, P-O-R-C-H-A, Williams. You can contact me on Psychology Today. You can also contact me through my website.
So don't be afraid to seek help. Don't be afraid to seek therapy. And you can be your own therapist. The greatest thing you can do is to love yourself and to motivate yourself. Do things for you. Don't look for somebody else to do for you what you can do for yourself. Love you. Loving you is definitely a key component to coming out of depression. Stop worrying. Worrying is deconstructive thinking. When you worry, worrying is when you think about the worst possible things that could happen. The worst possible thing that could happen, and then you respond to it like it's happening at the time. How many times have you set up and worried about what might happen if you did something? What could happen if you did something? What might happen if you didn't do something? What could happen if you didn't do it? And then all of a sudden, you sit up and you become stressed out. You sit up and you become depressed. No joke. It's a real reality. It's a real reality. Well, didn't have any callers calling in to participate. I got like 30 seconds left on the show. And so I think I might have to just go ahead and end the show. And y'all tune in Thursday night. And we make it happen Thursday night. Y'all already know. Who it is. Michael Muhammad, Northside Talk. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Check us out Thursday night at 8 p.m. Me and my host, Charlie Beemore. You know, man, it's great reality. You know what I mean?